gatherings, we know that we come together, we uplift each other as youth and as adults. Mainly us as youth, we need to inspire each other, network, and get together. I just read a hadith by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salam, where he said to his companion, his name was Fudayl, he says, "Do you sit together, talk and discuss amongst yourselves?" Fudayl replied in the positive, in the affirmative. The Imam alayhi salam then said, "I approve of these sittings, so keep our issue, Imamate, alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhibit mercy on those who revive our issue and our mission." And with these words of inspiration, you know, we try to revive this concept of freedom. And inshallah, as we go on, we will be a little bit more uplifted. And we'll go on to our next poet, is Brother Ali Abbas from Atlanta, Georgia. Salawat.
Scholars, my respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for allowing me to take just a few minutes of your time. I just have a poem, relatively short, and I just wanted to say before that I have an impression of Muslim Congress. I've had it before and I have it now, that because of the tremendous leadership of the tremendous ulama that have oversight over this organization and the programming of it, that those who attend it and open their hearts to the message have, and inshallah will continue, to have their eyes and hearts open up to the realities of the world around us, those realities which without such guidance can sometimes be hazy. And I've noticed that as I've seen footage of Muslim Congress in the past, and even of this poetry slam. And so watching that footage in the past is part of what motivated me to recite something in front of you. It's not as articulate as the poems that have been recited tonight and will be recited, and that you as a group that has come here before are used to. But it's a privilege, inshallah, so I'll start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We live in the land of the free. Sorry, let me start over. We live in the land of the so-called free, where some may say that you can dream to be whatever you want, even president, though you are among the lucky if you can just pay your rent. The West talks about ideals to hold, about democracy like it can't be sold. Unless the price is right, then US history shows that puppet regimes will sell out like pros. See, that's the trick they play, the truth they hide from you. They'll talk about this, but that's not what they'll do. You can check out Palestine, you can check Bahrain. We can call it different things, but it's a Zionist game. And Mr. Netanyahu, can't you see? I'm really not anti-Yahudi. And though it's true I'm not anti-Jew, there's at least one reason that I'm anti-you. The reason is that you neglect the truth. Don't talk about justice. You pillage and loot. It's called injustice by any other name. That doesn't mean you're brave. It means you're the slave. And thank Allah for Imam Khomeini, who caught more than just one eye. For the world like Imam Hussein, he dispelled the lie. And now they wonder why we're such a different youth, why we scratch and claw in our search for truth. Our goal is focused, there's no time to rest. We should commit by God that we will pass this test. Let the drunks get drunk and let the junkies flunk. Let those guys smoke their dope, But please don't you lose your hope. Because in the midst of grief and with such suppression, and in the midst of stress and such a great depression, if you look through the fakes, you'll see a star. That it be Imam Khamenei, and that's our Rahba. Who shows us how to grasp our destiny, and in the truest way proves you can live to be free. So, oh my Lord, we submit to prove we're free. And I pray these words form my decree, that like Imam Hussein and for Imam Mahdi, we give our lives to, by God, prove we're free. Salawat ala Muhammad.